The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 661.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the CMO and co-founder of School of Bots, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Natasha Takahashi. Natasha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Sheena. I'm so excited to be on, and I would love to share a little bit more, I guess, about my journey maybe and kind of how I got into the marketing world, since that's where I currently am right now. But in terms of self-confidence, I think kind of starting from that standpoint, because I'm really excited to talk about this, I usually don't get to be honest. I'm usually on more tactical podcasts where I'm sharing like, here's how to do, you know, the latest marketing strategy or tactics. So I love deep diving a little bit more into this sort of stuff because I think this is the real stuff that most people don't really take the time to talk about or listen to in their day. So I'm excited for us to talk about this. In terms of my bio and kind of how I came about all of this, so I grew up in Orange County in California. So I'm a California girl, and I became an entrepreneur right around the time that I turned 18 because I was looking for a way to be able to generate income on my own online. I was kind of like in that phase where I was looking at digital online businesses and marketing. And if you're familiar with Tim Ferriss, he was kind of a big influence for me when his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, dropped, you know, and everyone's like, oh, you could work from anywhere in the world, right? So I was a little bit naive at that time in my life and decided to just kind of test whatever I could and see if I could make it work. And so my first business that I built was a chatbot agency. And what that means is pretty much I'm doing marketing for businesses similarly to email, but through messaging platforms like Facebook Messenger and iMessage. And through that journey, before that, I was pretty self-confident. I have to say I grew up in, I would say, a privileged place, even though my family didn't have a lot. My father passed away when I was 7, and I kind of, I'd say, raised myself in a way, because even though I had my mom and my sister, I was very much independent throughout most of my life, you know, through school, through my career, you know, doing research on what I wanted to do as I got older. And so this business journey actually totally changed my perspective on what self-confidence really means and what it requires. Because before, I thought that it was just a individual kind of personal journey, but I realized that honestly, community has a big piece in it. And I quickly found that out as I started to travel and build my businesses. And so about 3 years later now, I am living here in San Diego, and I run School of Bots, which you mentioned in my intro. That is my education brand around conversational marketing and what it is. And then I also run my chatbot agency, where we have served over 100 clients with our marketing services. So hopefully that gives people a little bit of an idea of who I am and what I'm about.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Natasha, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I am half Japanese, half Mexican.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Yeah, my favorite self-confidence quote might not be considered a self-confidence quote, but I think that I have used it as a way to continually like stay confident within myself. And I know that this came from, gosh, and now his name is escaping me, but I can always remember it. It's being able to, everything that you do is a habit, right? And so excellence, therefore, is a habit. And even though those aren't the exact words of the quote, and I always have it written down, but for some reason, I can't remember the exact words off the top of my head right now. What that quote really means to me, though, is that over time, being able to be disciplined has allowed me to therefore become more confident in myself, because I can predict, you know, how good I'm going to be at something, or, you know, believe in my ability to complete something. And so that's why I've pretty much held that quote dear over the last 10 years. And it's gotten me through a lot and also helped me start pretty much anything that I wanted to, whether it was a passion project or actually my first business as well.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And, you know, it's all about creating, you know, good habits, right? To get to build that confidence. They always say it takes 21 days to perform a habit, right? So, I mean, it's just doing daily actionable steps that will yield us those big results. And yeah, I mean, for not everyone, I'm sure for everyone, it might not take 21 days, it might take more, but I mean, you just keep going at it until you get there. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I would say self-confidence is being confident in your ability to be able to deliver on whatever you want to, whether that's something in your personal life or, you know, your career or in a relationship, but being confident in whatever choices you make, knowing that you'll be able to, you know, make the most of whatever comes out of it.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Natasha, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, for me, honestly, I don't really remember a time that I was not confident in myself just because I had been independent, as I mentioned, from a very young age. And so for me, confidence always came naturally, where I felt confident in decisions I made as well as thoughts. And even though that made me a little bit rebellious and whatnot as I was growing up, nonetheless, I think that I became more conscious of what self-confidence was in, you know, early high school. And so because of that, my life before that was confident, but not as happy as I was after I realized that, you know, I was very self-confident myself and that I could also help others understand how to see that light, how to understand that within themselves. And I think that's what really kind of changed it for me and shifted my perspective, was being able to share my story of independence, of self-confidence with other people. And that was where that shift happened, where that was, I'd say that's kind of like my before and after.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, sharing your story is super important, right? Because especially for women out there, especially Asian women, we always feel like we're all alone and we're never, no one's with us in this journey, not realizing like we are all in this together. And I mean, this was one of the reasons why I created the show, to show others what is possible and to realize we all go through like ups and downs. You know, we all had our fair share of bad days and, you know, failures, but it doesn't mean, you know, we give up or it's the end of the world or it's the end of our story. We just keep going. Like, you know, you started your business, your first business at 18, right? When most Asian parents would probably tell you, what are you doing? You should go to school, go to a good college, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be, you know, something that most people would consider successful, right? Not realizing like, we can create our own path and go out there and do it. And you just went ahead and did it, right? You said, I'm just going to open my first business. You didn't even know what was going to happen, if it was going to tank or not, but you just went for it. And it's not always, you know, it's not always easy for most people to do that, right? Because as women, especially, we like to overthink. We like to think, you know, we get worried about what people tell us to, you know, what people might think of us if we're going crazy, if they think we're nuts. But, you know, sometimes you just have to go ahead and do it, right? And like you went ahead and did it, and you're sharing your story with, you're sharing your story of independence to others. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, at this point, I think one of the like defining moments of this was when I gave my first TEDx talk. Like, I was 17 at the time. And after I gave that talk, I talked a lot about personal development and, you know, your why and kind of all these things that I had learned along the way, reading a lot of personal development books and whatnot. And so having given that talk afterwards and being able to talk to people who were like, how do you find a mentor? How do you become more confident in yourself? Hearing people ask me those questions and kind of realizing my responses for that. And that was the first time I had really even answered those questions to someone. That was really a defining moment for me, where I realized what that meant and how to help people kind of realize that, right? Because it all comes from within. But at the same time, like I mentioned earlier, it's a lot about community and being able to surround yourself with other people who are self-confident as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's amazing. You know, first TEDx talk at 17, you know, and then people are asking you, right? 17 years old, you're probably like, oh my God, what am I going to answer them? You know, right. You're like, I'm 17. But it's great to know that, you know, your age doesn't hinder you or hold you back from doing something amazing, from having people asking you, what should I do? Who should I go to? Or even just creating communities, because I think community is huge, right? Creating that community can really help others, you know, build their confidence and go out there and live their lives. And you know, it's truly powerful, right? I think having community is always is powerful. I mean, you know, especially when we feel like we're the only person in the world who feels the way we feel, when we can hear other people's stories of struggle and how they overcome it, it really does help us see things in a different way and realize, hey, I'm not the only one, and she got over it. And if she can get over it, then I can get over it. So I'm glad you're able to do that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
My one tip would be to connect with someone, whether it's online or in person, that seems to be one step ahead of you and share with them your situation and just see what they have to say back to you, whether it's, you know, a piece of advice or them letting you know that you're on your way or connecting you with the right person. But I would say that one of the things I found to be incredibly effective for me, and not just strategic, but really just allowed me to open up some doors I otherwise wouldn't have, was just being honest and sharing what I was looking for and where I was at, whether it was someone that I connected with online or I went to a, you know, networking event or conference and was sharing with someone in person. And so that's what I would recommend, is just getting yourself out there, but in a specific way where you connect with someone that is just one step ahead of you so that they can either introduce you to the right person or, you know, continue to boost you up as you move along on this journey, wherever you're at.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, to connect with someone who's one step ahead, you know, not 100 steps, 1,000 steps, just one step. A lot of people feel like they have to make big leaps to build confidence, but, you know, it just really does take one step at a time. You know, everything starts with the first step and we just keep going, right? Little by little, and we'll get there.
And I think something that, just one thing I wanted to say too, because I think that that's really important what you just said as well, because when a lot of people are on this journey of self-confidence and just trying to find yourself ultimately, you know, they see these big personal development influencers or people online that they want to emulate or be like or connect with. And so they reach out to these people, but these people just have way too much going on. They're not going to be able to respond to every message, every email that they get. And so if you can connect with someone that's just one step ahead of you, I think that also allows you to believe in yourself a little bit more and say, okay, I can get to that next step, instead of, you know, you looking at a big influencer and saying, oh my gosh, how did they get there? And seeing that there's, you know, thousands of steps that they have to take before they get to that level. And so I think that allows you to continue to move forward when you can make it a little bit more realistic for yourself as well.
Thanks again for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys look me up on Instagram, if you want to connect with me there, my handle is Natasha_official. And then my website is schoolofbots.co if you want to find out more about conversational marketing. But if you want to connect with me, you know, you can connect with me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm usually the only Natasha Takahashi on most of these platforms, so it should be pretty easy to find me. And feel free to shoot me a message. I'm always more than happy to talk with you and offer whatever advice I can or little pieces of wisdom that I've learned along my journey.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Natasha, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Natasha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Natasha today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Natasha.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Sheena. This was awesome.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.